From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting tight security for New Year's Eve celebrations. Happy New Year to our friends in Australia, where it's already 2016. In Sydney, one of the first population centers marking the dawn of a new year as Australians gathered to enjoy one of their biggest fireworks displays ever. 7 tons of pyrotechnics for a 12-minute show that cost $5.1 million. Elsewhere, 2015 is clinging to its final few hours. Security is tight at New Year's celebrations as authorities confront threatened possible terror attacks. Jakarta was on high alert after Indonesian police uncovered plans for a terror attack on the capital during the festivities. In Belgium, the capital's annual New Year's celebration was canceled due to fears of terrorism. Police in Brussels say they've arrested a 10th suspect in connection with the November 13th terror attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. They also reported Thursday that 6 more people have been detained for questioning about a suspected New Year's Eve terror plot. 2 people have already been detained for that same plot. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has reiterated that Turkish military forces must withdraw immediately from Iraqi territory. The threat comes as Iraq accused Turkey of only partially withdrawing its tanks and soldiers in order to protect its training camp in Bashika in northern Iraq. But Mr. Davutoğlu dismissed the threat, saying that Iraqi forces should focus on Islamic State. This is VOA News. Thailand's military has stifled public dissent since it seized power last year, and the country's universities say that it has had an impact on campus. Academics, especially those teaching liberal arts subjects such as politics, say they are under the spotlight of the military government's curbs on political debate and human rights. Ron Corbin reports for VOA from Bangkok on what academics say is a climate of fear at universities.
New York-based Human Rights Watch says since Thailand's armed forces took power in May 2014, more than 750 people have been summoned to report to the military for reconciliation talks. Professors at the country's most elite universities have not been spared. Thitupon Pakdiwanit is a political science lecturer at Ubon Ratchathani University. Thitupon says the army has been a regular presence in classrooms and seminars.
It's a kind of climate of fear and intimidation.
In October, Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha criticised university lecturers, accusing them of instigating rebellious thoughts and activities among students. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Prime Minister Prayut, in a year-end nationally televised speech, reminded Thais that the junta seized power in order to reform the nation and draft a new constitution. He said he expects democracy to return to the country following new elections expected in mid-2017. The outgoing UN envoy to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, says the country has an unstoppable momentum toward being a stable and secure state.
I believe that Somalia in the last 2.5-3 years has made significant political progress and has also made some reasonable security progress as well. And so I am optimistic that in 2016 there is an unstoppable momentum now.
Mr. Kay told VOA that Somalia has managed to convert a dream of being a federal Somalia into a reality. The country now has 5 interim regional administrations in federal member states, which he says brings government and accountability closer to the people. Mr. Kay is also encouraged by the progress made in preparing for national elections in the new year. Burkina Faso's Salif Diallo was elected head of the National Assembly, making the ally-turned opponent of ousted leader Blaise Compaoré the second most powerful man in the nation. And the United States has urged Ethiopia to free all journalists detained by the state and stop using its controversial anti-terror law to silence dissent. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.